Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
You know him is.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
All right, starting this thing off, y'all, saying it's Happy Decorations Day. You know what I'm saying? Not Memorial Day. It's your boy, DJ Smells So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smells So Good. Riding out for about 2 hours of power, man. Y'all sit back, relax, learn a couple of fun facts, and we're going to get into that. Yeah. Time to celebrate. Not a lot of everybody out there chilling with the family and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So this is just a little show, you know what I'm saying, out there just to keep it real, you know what I'm saying, give y'all some fun facts. And, you know, hopefully you're sitting around with your family, you're checking out the show, and you're enjoying yourself, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do. stay into the music. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? This your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Nelson. We give a special shout out to my boy Jim Cam, Young Dread. Give a special shout out to the solo boys, ILG New Spaz Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Boy, DJ Party Time and DJ Snell So Good. We'll be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. We'll be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you. I see you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is. Holding it down. Shook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Wrecking the Game Entertainment. All that support. We out of here.
Yeah. So that DJ Party Time. You're looking at one of them drops right there. And, you know, coming up, man, you know how I do. Give you a couple of little fun facts and all that kind of shit.
You know, man.
Yeah, communicate that to you. And real quick, let me make an international beam real quick. Do this old hard beam up all my international peoples. Just a second, see what's going on around the world. And I mean the world. In the world. All right, here we go, people. Get out of the way, boy. What's happening?
What's happening? I'm in the car.
There you go.
A little late today, so I won't make it too long. Just wanted to tell you that I'll be a little late today.
Oh, word. Well, shit, I'm surprised to see anybody here. You know what I'm saying? It's Memorial Day. I figure everybody be out and about somewhere, you know, and doing some kind of Happy Decorations Day type shit. You know?
They'll be there.
Oh, yeah, I just seen Heavy Lane just popped up in here. You know what I'm saying? Where you coming from?
Look, we don't have Memorial Day. We had that earlier.
What y'all call it?
Same thing, Memorial Day.
Oh, okay, you call it Memorial Day. Oh.
And that's it called Dode Herdenking. Remembrance of the dead people.
Yeah. Because there ain't nothing happy about no motherfucking Memorial Day, you know.
Well, a day earlier we have Liberation Day, the fact that we got liberated from the Germans in the Second World War. And the day after we think about everybody who died during that event. So it's combined. Sunday, happy Monday, Saturday. Sorry about that.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, my phone is speaking up. I have to hook up to the radio, so I have proper sound. But my phone is going to give me a little bit of disturbance.
Oh, okay. All right, you got other days out there. You got Anzac Day. You got Armistice Day. Confederate Memorial Day, Red Poppy Day, Remembrance Day, Remembrance of the Dead, also known as National Doden Herdenking. Herdenking.
That's
oh, okay, that's what you guys do, okay. You got Remembrance Sunday, South Korea Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Volksstraftertag, A Great Jubilee Day, which is held in 1782 to commemorate the end of the Revolutionary War. Newfoundland and Labrador Memorial Day. And then you got Nora Fontaine Davis, which is credited with the first Memorial Day ceremony in Petersburg, Virginia, as the inspiration of the United States' Memorial Day. He's responsible for that piece. But I'm gonna give y'all some real facts. Now, you got a bad echo going on now.
Yeah, sorry. I'll hang up now. I'll be back in 15-20 minutes. I'll be home and I'll call in through Skype. That will be a lot better.
Nothing but trouble on this show. Stop out of sight now. I can put you on mute and you can just chill. Okay. I guess not. Yeah. Shouts out to all my international peoples out there, man. Netherlands, Singapore, Korea. You know what I'm saying? I keep telling everybody this is not no local show. It's not a Florida show. It's nothing to do with my home state. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the world. And I mean the world. Okay, here we go. Now, yeah, and I'm not on the webcam, people. I'm not on the webcam. Maybe later on this afternoon, because we'll have power, and I'll be in the hood, and I'll power up the old webcam and send out an email or something, let everybody know, hey, we're partying in the hood, man. We're partying in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, a couple of fun facts that you might not have known. Yeah, here we go. Where are we at? Fucking Ronald Reagan. Alright, whatever what that is. Alright, here we go. When Memorial Day, which is really called Decoration Day, which is really observed on May 30th, but due to assholes who want to manipulate the motherfucking calendars and time and all this other kind of shit, this is why the shit falls on May 31st. But, this is what the truth of it is. 1865, the practice of decorating soldiers' graves had become widespread in the North. You know what I'm saying? General John Logan, National Commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, the Society of Union Army Veterans, called for all GAR, Grand Army of the Republic, posts to celebrate a Decoration Day on May 30th, 1868. There were events in 183 cemeteries in 27 states in 1868 and 336 in 1869. The northern states quickly adopted the holiday. Michigan made Decoration Day an official holiday in 1871, and by 1890, every northern state followed suit. Ceremonies were sponsored by the Women's Relief Corps with 100,000 members. And by 1870, the remains of nearly 300,000 Union dead have been buried in 73 national cemeteries located mostly in the South, near the battlefields. The most famous are the Gettysburg National Cemetery in Pennsylvania and the Arlington National Cemetery near Washington. The Memorial Day speech became an occasion for veterans, politicians, and ministers to commemorate the war, and at first to rehearse the atrocities of the enemy. They mixed religion and celebratory nationalism and provided a means for the people to make sense of their history in terms of sacrifice for a better nation, one closer to God. All these are lies. People of all religious beliefs joined together, and the point was often made that Germans and Irish soldiers had become true Americans in the baptism of blood on the battlefield. By the end of the 1870s, the Rand Corps was gone, and the speeches praised the brave soldiers, both blue and gray. By 1950s, the theme was American exceptionalism and duty to uphold freedom in the world. Now, we'll be jamming in the hood. Don't worry, people. We got some power provided by the neighbors and stay across the street, whether they know it or not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we're going to be getting it in today. So y'all tune in for that, man. I'm going to be all the way live. And I mean live.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
All right, let me get some of this started so y'all can... Y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay. First celebration. Now, this is where it all started. This is where it all comes from. This is where the whole nitty of the gritty gets down. This is the people who should be thanked for you motherfuckers getting a day off right now, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And Charleston, South Carolina in 1865, freed men or freed slaves celebrated at the Washington Racecourse, which today is called Hampden Park. The site had been used as a temporary Confederate prison camp for captured Union soldiers in 1865, as well as a mass grave for Union soldiers who died there. Now, immediately after the cessation of hostilities, freed men exhumed the bodies from the mass graves and re-entered them properly with individual graves. What the fuck is going on this phone, man? Hey, this is killing me. That shit. Alright, anyway. Get through this shit. I gotta buy him another fucking phone, people. This shit is killing me. Matter of fact, hold on. More than one way to skin a cat. How about that? Fucking line still sucks. Alright, anyways, people. Yeah, shit fucking sucks, man. I hear this fucking little bullshit. Alright, anyways, immediately after the cessation of hostilities, freedmen exhumed the bodies from the mass grave and re-entered them properly with individual graves. They built a fence around the graveyard with an entry arc and declared it a Union graveyard. On May 1st, 1865, a crowd of up to 10,000, mainly black residents, including 2,800 children, proceeded to the location for events that included sermons, singing, and a picnic on the ground, thereby creating the first Decoration Day. This is the info that I'm going to be reading out, you know what I'm saying, in the hood, nigga. You know, my neighborhood blind to the facts, man. They still celebrating Christmas, Easter, and shit, though. You know, the only bubble buster when they come around. Man, what's up, man? Fuck shit, you better come up with your own holidays. The only holiday I recognize is your own holiday. Come up with your own day, you know what I'm saying? Germans come up with their own Tag. You know what I'm saying? Tag is a day. They got every fucking shit for a day off. They got every kind of excuse. You know what I'm saying? So, but they make up their own shit. You know what I'm saying? Make up your own days. I'm trying to follow, you know what I'm saying, his story. Follow your own story. Make up your own story. Write your own book. You know what I'm saying? Create your own legacy. The first known observances was in Waterloo, New York on May 5th, 1866. And each year thereafter, the friendship between General John Murray, a distinguished citizen of Waterloo, and General John A. Logan, who helped bring attention to the event nationwide, was likely a factor in the holiday's growth. On May 5th, 1868, in his capacity as a commander-in-chief of the Grand Army of the Republic, a veterans organization, Logan issued a proclamation that Decoration Day be observed nationwide. It was observed for the first time on May 30th of the same year. The date was chosen because it was not the anniversary of a battle, and the tombs of fallen Union soldiers were decorated in remembrance. Now, the only thing that you didn't read any of that is religion. Religion ain't got nothing to do with war. You know what I'm saying? You can't never cross the two up. You know, meet your dog back in town. Hold on, people. Got my homeboy straight out back out of Kentucky. Back up in this mofo flipper. You know I'm live on the radio giving my Happy Decorations Day speech. Yeah, you need to come out to the block today, though, after the show. I got power provided by the next door neighbors, so I'm going to be super wide open.
Okay, I'm going to tell the shit guy, man,
I
take
his rental car
to the airport about 3, so I'm
going to
try to get a ride over.
Well, I mean, shit, I finished the show at 2 o'clock. I'm going to take the rental car out there, and I'll come pick you up from the airport.
Check me, dog. So I'm going to drop this shit out to my stepdaughter, and I'm going straight to the airport.
Well, just all right. I'll just try to be after 2 o'clock to see where you're at. Cause I'm you know what I'm saying, I'm riding around the corner from the airport. All right, that's what's up. I got you.
The modern technology of the chirp.
Chirp that.
Oh, man, we be killing that shit, man. Yeah, man, standing in the store. If you ain't a Boost Mobile or a Chirp owner, Nextel, something like that, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But standing in the store and then a motherfucker come over the damn airways. Yeah, people be looking at you like, what the fuck going on? look at here, that chirp just comes straight through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, there we go. These folks do holiday. Make up your own holy day. You know what I'm saying? People break down what a holiday is. Holy day. You know what I'm saying? If anything, you're supposed to be remembering some form of your religion and something significant about that. Not going out buying no fake-ass motherfucking eggs from a goddamn rabbit that don't lay fucking eggs. You know what I'm saying? Not getting gifts from a motherfucking man that don't come down motherfucking chimneys, because, bitch, we don't have chimneys here in Florida. So where the fuck is that? Where the fuck do they get off with that dumb shit? You know what I'm saying? Fucking Halloween. I don't even know where the hell that paganistic shit came from and how the hell that keeps being celebrated. You know what I'm saying? That's bag shit. And, yeah, nothing good come out of Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Rapes, murders, and poison. It's all associated with motherfucking Halloween. And, you know, the only national holiday that brings more poison to your kids than any other fucking day of the year. You know what I'm saying? Bitches still be talking, so yeah, I'm going to let my kid go out and get some nasty-ass fucking candy that's going to rot their teeth out. And then you're going to turn around and let them brush with fluoride, which going to doubly fuck their mouth up and give them headaches. Alrighty then. I'll buy that for a dollar. Shouts out to Madison Media Radio. I see you up in there. Another little fact, man. African Americans had their own separate Memorial Day. A lot of motherfuckers don't understand that either. Beginning with a major celebration on May 1st, 1865 in Charleston, South Carolina. It was the nation's first Memorial Day. I'll say that again. It was the nation's first Memorial Day. 1865, Charleston, South Carolina. So, beginning in 1866, the southern states had their own Memorial Day, ranging from April 26th to mid-June, and the birthday of Confederate President Jefferson Davis, June 3rd, became a state holiday in 10 states by 1916. Now, see, what this shit is not going to mention is, this is also the date, and I'm going to mention it my motherfucking self, that Nat Turner, you know what I'm saying, was also hung and killed. So this is actually a day that, you know what I'm saying, memorializes Nat Turner for all that motherfucking justices he did. And we're going to be reading about him. Oh, we're going to be reading about him. Give y'all a couple of fun facts about Mr. Motherfucking Nat Turner, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Now, the earliest Confederate Memorial Day celebrations were simple, sober occasions for veterans and the families to honor the day and attend to local cemeteries. Around 1890, there was a shift from this solitary emphasis on honoring specific soldiers to public commemoration of the Confederate lost cause. Changes in the ceremonies as hymns and speeches reflect an evolution of the ritual into a symbol of cultural renewal and conservatism in the South. Lies. Oh, sorry. In 1913, however, the theme of American nationalism shared equal time with the Lost Cause. Anyways, Decoration Day, goddammit. That's what the day is. Today is motherfucking Decoration Day. Not the goddamn Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? The only problem that I have with memorials, the term itself. You know what I'm saying? Well, when you memorialize a person, you know what I'm saying? You're not happy about it. It's not a happy occasion, really. You know what I'm saying? It's not a happy occasion in the sense. You know what I'm saying? Now, even though New Orleans, you know, shit, yeah, they have bands
large procession when they people die, you know what I'm saying, to honor they dead, you know. But here, you know what I'm saying, we've gotten out of that habit of coming together and really understanding the true meaning. And I'm speaking as far as black folk, because even today when I step about this door, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a million and one barbecues at everybody's houses, or it's going to be some, it's going to be some kind of family get together, but they don't understand it, you know what I'm saying, why they actually motherfucking get together, you know what I'm saying. And nobody don't go and visit the motherfucking graveyard. You don't see a mass amount of people in the goddamn graveyard, and that's on black or white side. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't rush to the graveyard today and you know, and decorate the graves and all that type of shit like you're supposed to. You know? But I have to swing out there and check on my brother. I'm all out there. Or fly on my brother's grave. You know what I'm saying? He's a fallen soldier in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? So, much love to him. But, yeah, much love to all of you know, everybody, all the fallen soldiers out there, fallen soldiers and soldierettes, it's male and female, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, like, this is like I say, though, people, you know, every day in this world we live in is just a made-up thing, you know what I'm saying? So make up your own days, make up your own holidays, you know, make whatever day that's special to you, make that a holiday, and if you keep calling it a holiday, or a special occasion, or, you know, a day of remembrance for you, and everybody else will remember that day too, just like your birthday, you know what I'm saying? But nobody don't know it's your birthday until you tell a motherfucker it's your birthday year after goddamn year, because I don't remember shit when it comes to birthdays, you know what I'm saying? And that's real, man. So that's the day and age we in, you know, create your own shit, man, create your own shit. All right, let's get into another little fun fact, and we'll get into some music. I tell you what, let's get into some music real quick, and then we're going to come right back. I got an old school song I want to play real quick, little love song. You know what I'm saying? But this is really for all my fallen soldiers out there. They can really understand this one, you know what I'm saying? Because when you went off to war, you know what I'm saying, especially when I was also serving in the military, you know what I'm saying, you know, and I was away from all my significant others and friends and families, you know, this song kind of reminded me of that, and this is an old school classic, real old school classic, and if I could find the shit again, I'll play it, but I lost it, mother. All right, hold on, people. Ain't this a mother?
Let's shake 'em up together.
Shake 'em up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and
shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake 'em up.
That's a shake 'em up.
Wow, totally together.
Grapefruit juice, shake 'em up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice, shake 'em up.
Anywhere but nowhere. Anywhere but nowhere.
Happy Decorations Day.
Unfair.
That's a real throwback classic cut right there. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. That was Gene Chandler. You know what I'm saying? That's an old school cut. And Barbara Aiken. You know what I'm saying? Good old school cut. And, you know, Barbara Aiken and Gene Chandler, Anywhere But Nowhere. And, you know, that's kind of what you feel. You know, soldiers be going off. And, you know, they be anywhere, but they nowhere. You know what I'm saying? When you ain't directly with a person. Oh, Mr. Will. Oh, I'll call you back, Mr. Will. Hey, man, you got... Yeah, I ain't got it. You have to call back. All right. So, got one more for you, man. We got one more for you. And then I'm coming right back with a real fact. Yes, a real fact. All right.
If my knight in shining armor never comes along, and the only arms to hold me are my own, I'll be alright. I will survive long as I have the presence of mind.
And that's
your
Back in the days, man, you know.
No good.
Yeah, before I was old smelly. My forefathers and forefathers and fathers and forefathers and my fathers after that got into some shit. And we had a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, back in the days that, you know, when slavery came about, man, slavery was not a cool thing. There's nothing cool about having a person. Not even today with all these fucking Mexicans around here and punk-ass motherfuckers getting all this goddamn good labor off of their ass. Still slave labor, modern-day slave labor. You're not paying a person up to their potential, their ability. You slave the shit out of them. All right, you ain't got to have no whip and chain, hitting them all in the back and all that shit. But it's all in your, it's all in your thing. But this is Nat Turner's Slave Rebellion. You might have heard a little bit about this in your history books. Might not have. They said they did mention his name, but they didn't go into any Nat Turner in my high school. You know what I'm saying? So. This is my school, and I shall send you to school in my school. All right. So, Nat Turner. This is also known as Nat Turner's Rebellion, or the Southampton Insurrection. It was a slave rebellion that took place in Southampton County, Virginia, during August 1831. It was led by Nat Turner. Rebel slaves... Who killed 55 white people. The highest number of fatalities caused by slave uprisings in the South. The rebellion was put down within a few days, but Turner survived in hiding for several months afterwards. In the aftermath, there was widespread fear, and white militias organized in retaliation against slaves. The state executed 56 slaves accused of being part of the rebellion. In the frenzy, many innocent enslaved people were punished. At least 100 blacks and possibly up to 200 were killed by militias and mobs. Across the South, state legislators passed new laws prohibiting education of slaves and free blacks, restricting rights of assembly and other civil rights for free blacks, such as prohibiting formally allowed voting and required white ministers to be present at black worship services. But y'all, that's all fucking fine. Little background on it. You know what I'm saying? Nat Turner was an enslaved American born man who had lived his entire life in Southampton County, Virginia, an area with predominantly more blacks than whites. After the rebellion, a reward notice described Turner as 5'6" or 8" high, weighs between 150 and 160 pounds, rather bright, light-colored complexion, but not a mulatto, broad shoulders, large flat nose, large eyes, broad flat feet, rather not neat, walks brisk and active, hair on the top of the head very thin, no beard, except for on the upper lip and the top of the chin, a scar on one of his temples, also one on the back of his neck, a large knot on one of the bones of his right arm near the wrist, produced by a blow. Wow. Yes, people, slavery does suck. You know what I'm saying? It was real as fuck, though. You know, shit wasn't goddamn just blowed up your ass and wasn't imaginary, and shit didn't happen. Shit did fucking happen, people. There's no saying, oh, no, that never happened. Shit me. Shit's happening, it's still happening. You know what I'm saying? If you can't chew some motherfucking gum, what the hell do you call that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, slavery is mental, physical, spiritual. You know what I'm saying? If you can't do something that your personal tells you to do, then you're enslaved. You know what I'm saying? You're either mentally enslaved, physically enslaved, emotionally enslaved. You know, if you don't go out the motherfucking house, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, whatever the fuck, you're enslaving yourself. And don't understand the definition of slavery, and then you will understand that, you know, slavery, you can mentally enslave yourself, you know, by thinking that everybody outside them doors is killers and murderers and out to get you. Turner was highly intelligent and learned how to read and write at a young age. He grew up deeply religious and was often seen fasting, praying, or immersed in the reading stories of the Bible. He frequently had visions which he interpreted as messages from God. These visions greatly influenced his life. For instance, when Turner was 21 years old, he ran away from his owner, Samuel Turner, but returned a month later after receiving a vision that told him to return to the service of my earthly master. Right. In 1824, and to me, the only thing I can see the earthly master is you. You are your own earthly master. Nobody is the master of you, of your own. You're the master of your own destiny. You're the master of your own everything that happens to you. Only you can prevent forest fires. Yeah, I was saying, motherfucker smoking a bat. 1824, while working in the fields under his new owner, Thomas Moore, Turner had his second vision. Yeah. In which the Savior was about to lay down the yoke he had borne for the sins of men, and the great day of judgment was at hand. Turner often conducted Baptist services and preached the Bible to his fellow slaves, who dubbed him the prophet. Turner also had an influence over white people. In case of Ethered T. Brantley, Turner said that he was able to convince Brantley to cease from his wickedness. By the spring of 1828, Turner was convinced that he was ordained for some great purpose in the hands of the Almighty. While working in his owner's fields on May 12th, Turner heard a loud noise in the heavens, and the Spirit instantly appeared to me and said the serpent was loosened and Christ had laid down the yoke he had borne for the sins of men, and that I should take it on and fight against the serpent. For the time was fast approaching when the first should be last, and the last should be first. In 1830, Joseph Travis purchased Turner and became his master. Does this sound correct? You feel me? Motherfuckers purchasing people, and come on, man. Yeah, all of them, we talking about landowners, people. We talking about plantation owners, not talking about individual white folks, you know what I'm saying, owning, you know what I'm saying, black folks. No, because you motherfuckers were slaves too, you know what I'm saying? Shit, don't think it wasn't some white folks out there in the slave field, you know what I'm saying, at first. Hell, fucking right. Slavery was slavery, you know what I'm saying? If you allowed your mind to be mentally enslaved and you had the physical means, well, they put your ass on out there and got some work up off of you, you know what I'm saying? It's just black folks could stay out in that goddamn sun a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of more beneficial to, well, to them it was more beneficial to keep them out in the field. Also, you know, their white folks can always run the fuck away, run to the next town and blend the fuck in. Niggas couldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no running away. You know what I'm saying? You run your ass away, you're like Kunta Kinte, bitch, they bringing your ass back. Yeah, they bringing your ass back. Shouts out to Real Talk, Real Women. Happy Celebration Day, Decorations Day to you. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're celebrating. You know what I'm saying? It's Decoration Day. Please go out and decorate. You know what I'm saying? Someone's grave. Yeah, that sounds fun. But it's not only that, people. It's the time to get with your family, you know what I'm saying, and just remember, you know what I'm saying, fallen soldiers. Not just those that served in the military, but also those who served in the streets. You know what I'm saying? You got street soldiers. You got all kind of soldiers, you know what I'm saying? You got all kind of male and female that have fallen in the name of your neighborhoods and your communities, trying to save your communities, you know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and, you know, all of these people are, you know what I'm saying, should be commemorated, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, really thought about on this type of day, you know what I'm saying? So it's not saying a happy Decorations Day as far as, you know what I'm saying, hey, I'm happy that these motherfuckers are dead. You know, it's in the sense that, you know, it, shit, if you wasn't dead, you know what I'm saying, I possibly wouldn't be here, you know what I'm saying? So with every death, it brings life, believe that. So in 1830, Joseph Travis purchased Turner and became his master. Turner later recalled that Travis was a kind master who had placed the greatest confidence in me. Despite the decent treatment received from Travis, Turner eagerly anticipated God's signal to start his task of slaying my enemies with their own weapons. turned to witness a solar eclipse on February 12, 1831, and was convinced that this was the sign from God. Following the steps of the late Denmark Vesey, he started preparations for a rebellion against the white slaveholders of Southampton County by buying muskets. Turner communicated the great work laid out for me to do to four in whom I have the greatest confidence, his fellow slaves Henry, Hark, Nelson, and Sam. Now, this is what happened. Shit hit the fan, basically. Turner started with a few trusted fellow slaves, but the insurgency ultimately numbered more than 70 enslaved and free blacks, some of whom were mounted on horseback. On August 13, 1831, there was an atmospheric disturbance which made the sun appear bluish green. Turner took this as the final signal. He began the rebellion a week later on August 21st. The rebels traveled from house to house, freeing slaves and killing all the white people they encountered. Now, as this may sound kind of scary, you're already going through that. Now, government is going house to house with their so-called census, and they go kill you whether you're white or black. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't down for the motherfucking cause. You know, cause why? Because, shit, we're living in a diabolical world. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you know, slavery wasn't racially motivated. You know what I'm saying? It was profitably motivated. You know what I'm saying? It really didn't matter if fucking Mexican was available back in the days. Shit, Mexicans would have been the first goddamn slaves, and you know what I'm saying? So on and so forth. It's about profit. You know what I'm saying? It's about money, monetary goals between leaders. You know what I'm saying? Between leaders in Africa and then leaders in, you know what I'm saying, and you know, the rest of the world. And once these leaderships clashed, you know what I'm saying, and they made a pact with each other, that's how slavery spawned about. Well, hey, man, I'll give you some of these motherfucking guns and all this bullshit if you give me some of your jewelry and a couple of your men, you know what I'm saying, in order for me to go over here and build up my shit, which is the shit that we're living in right now. All right. And, yeah. Real talk, real women. Holding down real big. So, because the rebels did not want to alert anyone, they got rid of their muskets and used knives, hatchets, axes, and blunt instruments instead of firearms. You got to understand that, people. There weren't no pistols being used. The latter also would have been more difficult for them to collect. Historian Stephen B. Oates states that Turner called on his group to kill all the white people. A contemporary newspaper noted Turner declared that indiscriminate slaughter was not their intention after they attained a foothold and was resorted to in the first instance to strike terror and alarm. The group spared a few homes because Turner believed the poor white inhabitants thought no better of themselves than they did of Negroes. Yeah, the rebels spared almost no one whom they encountered. A small child who hid in a fireplace was among the few survivors. The slaves killed approximately 60 white men, women, and children before Turner and his brigade of insurgents were defeated. A white militia with twice the manpower of the rebels and reinforced by three companies of artillery eventually defeated the insurrection. Damn. No, shit went that motherfucking down here. Retaliation. Within a day of the suppression of the rebellion, the local militia and three companies of artillery were joined by detachments of men from the USS Natchez and USS Warren, which were anchored in Norfolk, and militias were from counties in Virginia and North Carolina surrounding Southampton. The state executed 56 blacks, militias killed at least 100 blacks, and probably many more. Another estimate is that up to 200 blacks were killed. The number of black victims overall far exceeded the number of rebels or of white victims. Rumors quickly spread that the slave revolt was not limited to Southampton and that it had expanded as far as south as Alabama. Fears led to reports in North Carolina that armies of slaves were seen on highways
had burned and massacred the inhabitants of Wilmington and were marching on the state capitol. Such fear and alarm led to whites attacking blacks across the South with films he called. The editor of the Richmond Whig, writing with pain, described the scene as the slaughter of many blacks without trial and under circumstances of great barbarity. 2 weeks after the rebellion had been suppressed, the violence against blacks continued. General Epps ordered troops and white citizens to stop killing, to stop the killing. He, the general, would not specify all the instances that he is bound to believe have occurred, but passed in silence what has happened with the expression of his deepest sorrow that any necessity should be supposed to have existed to justify a single act of atrocity. But he feels himself bound to declare and hereby announces to troops and citizens that no excuse will be allowed for any similar acts of violence after the promulgation of this order. In a letter to the New York Evening Post, Reverend G.W. Powell wrote that many Negroes are killed every day. The exact number will never be known, which, you know, it ain't no number to it. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, it's just a simple fact that shit, people on both sides has been murdered. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was black or white, you know what I'm saying? Both sides, you know, lost people, man. And this is just an ultimate travesty. You know what I'm saying? Me and my old Mr. Sinai up in here. Hold on, we got one more. We got one more. Ashwood. See this Ashwood hanging out. Happy decorations, ain't my brother. Queen of Dog to you.
Oh, Queen of Dog to you. Crute to you. What's happening?
All right, man. Up here just chilling on decoration day, giving a couple little fan-friendly facts. You know what I'm saying? About What do you know about Nat Turner? What are the rumors that you know of Nat Turner?
Oh, nah, I ain't hear nothing about that. Some rumors going on? What's the rumors going on?
No, mother, you don't know who Nat Turner is?
Nah, I ain't hear no rumors about it. I heard of it. Nah, what's that? Break
do
down
you
to
know
the
who Nat Turner is.
If I knew who it was, I would have told him who he is. Tell him who he is. Who he is. That's why I call the show. I'm trying to get some information.
You're going to have to run back to the archive, because I done really read the whole spiel, you know what I'm saying, on this brother here. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm doing is giving a little background information. Basically, Nat Turner was responsible, him and him alone, you know what I'm saying, with the backup of 70 enslaved, you know, and free blacks. It wasn't just slaves, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, free and enslaved blacks, you know what I'm saying, back in the days. Who, back in 1831, you know what I'm saying? Basically, just got tired of the bullshit. Got some knives and whatever the fuck they can get, muster up, and just went on a goddamn killing spree of not all white
damn.
Folks. All white folks in power. See, I have to make that clear. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't white folks that stayed next door and was living just as shitty as black folks, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we had what we call trailer park trash white folks back in the days, just as long, right alongside with us broke ass motherfucking enslaved niggas. You know what I'm saying? So this is why, you know, even during Martin Luther King's marches and stuff like that, you had white folks hand in hand with black folks. You know what I'm saying? Because there are still people who just think with their mind and not with the color. You know what I'm saying? And that's the world that we live in. Thinking with your mind and not your color. When you start thinking with your color, and you know what I'm saying, that's when you start getting caught up in all the bullshit. So, this is what this is the retaliation from him going on his little one and a half, two week spree. You know what I'm saying? The end result was, you know, more black folks, you know what I'm saying, got killed than the shit even really helped. You know what I'm saying? But had he not, you know what I'm saying, did what he did, you know, we might not have ever really gotten out of slavery, period. You know what I'm saying? Because for every action, there's opposite and equal reaction. You know what I'm saying? And things have to be put in place in order, you know what I'm saying, for history to change.
Wait a minute. Nate Turner was killing all the white motherfuckers with authority. He was killing most of the top motherfuckers.
He killed all slave owners. He basically, and their families. Now,
the owners.
Now, I have to say that. No, the family, the entire family, kids, goddamn everybody, mom and daddy, bitch, everybody, your ass is getting cut off. I don't give a damn. You try to run on cutting your ass off. You motherfucker wasn't having it. They came through like
Nate
goddamn
Turner,
Haitian.
Nate Turner.
Nat Turner, brother. You got to remember
Nat
that.
Turner,
name.
Nat Turner.
Nat Turner. You know what I'm saying? Now, and I ain't saying follow his footsteps. You know what I'm saying? Hell nah. Because violence ain't going to get you nowhere in 2010, but your ass locked up for a very, very long time. But what you can do is organize and get 70 motherfucking black folks together and start getting some petitions signed, you know what I'm saying, in order to change your state of living and change your surroundings. You know, and that's the battlefield that we live in these days. You know what I'm saying? I'm reading what happened in 1831. So if you try to motherfucking walk around with a musket nowadays, yeah, bitch is going to be looking at you kind of strange.
Yeah.
Real quick, man, how your family doing, brother?
Oh, family doing good, man. They just flew in from all over the country. Family coming from New York, Atlanta. They just hanging out for the weekend for me, Memorial Day and everything like that. They just hit the road today. So we had a good weekend, man, good weekend.
All right, that's what's up.
Barbecue and all that, went to the beach.
Oh, okay. How was the beach, man? Did you see any oil on the goddamn beach?
Oh, hell no. I wouldn't fuck with that water. We went out to clear water.
Did it reach yet, though? Or was the water still clear?
Yeah, it was clear.
Y'all better hurry up. You can get your ass on down to the beach and enjoy that shit. This shit gonna be fucked up this summer. At the end, a company. Now, look, for this one brother now, it took two companies of soldiers and three militia groups, you know what I'm saying? No, it took the local militia group and three companies of artillery to defeat this brother, you know what I'm saying? You know, 70 people, it took an army, it took three armies. You know what I'm saying? To defeat 70 motherfucking dudes walking, running around with machetes, hammers, and knives and shit. No weapons. No guns. That's some shit. A company of a militia from Hertford County, North Carolina, reportedly killed 40 blacks in one day and took $23 and a gold watch from the dead.
God damn.
Oh, it got me shit in that. You know what I mean?
God damn.
They figured shit he couldn't use it. You know what I mean? Captain Solon Borland, who led a contingent from Murfreesboro, North Carolina, condemned the acts because it was tantamount to theft from the white owners of the slaves. Blacks suspected of participating in the rebellion were beheaded by the militia. Their severed heads were mounted on poles at crossroads as a grisly form of intimidation. Wow. Dang,
wow.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that's a powerful motherfucker. Yeah, man. Turner, he eluded capture for months. On October 30th, he was discovered in a hole covered with fence rails by Benjamin Phipps, a white farmer, and then arrested. A trial was quickly arranged. On November 5th, 1831, Nat Turner was tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. And he was hanged on November 11th in Jerusalem, Virginia. After his capture, his court-appointed trial lawyer, Thomas Ruffin Gray, wrote and published The Confessions of Nat Turner. The book was the result of Gray's research while Turner was in hiding and of his conversations with Turner before the trial. This document remains the primary window into Turner's mind. Because of the author's obvious conflict of interest, historians disagree on whether to assess it as insight into Gray rather than Turner. Well, this is what's in response, and this is, you know what I'm saying, for every action is opposite of equal reaction. This is what I keep saying, people. And we have the same shit that goes on today. In the aftermath of the Nat Turner Slave Rebellion, the Virginia General Assembly passed new legislation making it unlawful to teach slaves, free blacks, or mulattoes to read or write. The General Assembly, which now is basically our Congress and shit like that. That's our General Assembly. Also passed a law restricting all blacks from holding religious meetings without the presence of a licensed white minister. Other slaveholding states also across the South enacted similar laws restricting activities of slaves and free blacks. Some free blacks chose to move their families north to obtain educations for their children. Some individual white people, such as a young teacher named Thomas J. Jackson, better known as Stonewall Jackson, and another named Mary Smith Peak, chose to violate the laws and teach slaves to read. Overall, the laws enacted in the aftermath of the Turner Rebellion enforced widespread illiteracy among slaves. It persisted 35 years later. And mostly newly freed slaves and many free blacks in the South were illiterate at the end of the American Civil War, which is why motherfucking niggas don't read to this day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's that void that was put into place. You know, if you, it's not, it, well, I guess you want to say it's intentional too. You know what I'm saying? But it was not all. And I want to, you know, big ups to Thomas Jackson and Mary Smith Peake. You know what I'm saying? Took the time out, man, and was brave enough to put their family, their entire family bloodline at risk. Because back in the days, when white folks found out your ass was motherfucking helping black folks, oh, they was killing you. They was killing your whole family just like black folks too. You know what I'm saying? They didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Their hatred was towards that color. It wasn't a hatred towards the person. It was a hatred towards the color. So if you was helping the colored people, your ass is just as bad as them, and your ass deserves exactly what the motherfucking they got. And they was getting killed right along the side of them. You know what I'm saying? Believe that. You know what I'm saying? When Martin Luther King and everybody was marching and shit, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just black folks motherfucking get sprayed with water hoses. It was white folks getting their ass sprayed down, too. It wasn't white folks just getting, black folks getting rocks and shit thrown at them. You know what I'm saying? It was white folks getting shit thrown at them, too, because they chose to, you know what I'm saying, be human about the whole thing and stood up for human rights and not the black or white rights of a person. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, we everybody got persecuted all the way around the board. Us as human beings, you know what I'm saying, you might as well say that us as human beings been persecuted. All right? So, that's a little bit behind Mr. Nat Turner. I'm the hell. This is, give you a little timeline. Some bullshit. Leading to the U.S. war. All this information, man, comes part of Wikipedia.com. If you like to go and check out that info, you know what I'm saying? You can go and look that up. And, my shit, yeah. I want to be careful, people. If you go on my damn MySpace, my eyes start hurting and shit.
Yes, indeed.
Shit's spinning there. What the hell did I put up here, man? Whole fucking page move left, right, left on you. I don't know. I be experiment when I make web pages. I don't know.
I was looking at
the whole fucking page twirl. I make web pages.
I was already dreaming. I almost had an epileptic seizure from your website. All the jumping crazy colors and stuff.
Hey, nah. Yeah, that's what's on there, brother. Also, you can go to, what is this, www.answers.com/Nat Turner for the topic, and also gives you, a lot more information. Wow. A whole bunch. Died 31. He's 31 years old. Let's see. Let's go down to Columbia. Oh, this is all the dictionaries give you. Let's see. Yeah, I know that's fucked up. I ain't got no herb, man. Hey, Ashwood, man, what you got going on today?
Man, I just bought this new grill and shit. I'm out here on the patio barbecuing. I'm going to just be barbecuing. I'll probably invite a couple homies over here and just make some shish kebabs.
Y'all need to bring that shit to the block, nigga. Y'all need to bring it to the block.
Hell yeah.
Bang the Tray 4. I got the open mic going down, you know what I'm saying, the day at 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? We got power provided by the next door neighbor.
Shout out to the next door neighbor. Shout out.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate the empty house with the meter still left in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you. We'll be using your shit today. You know what I'm saying? So I got to actually switch up my spot. I'm going to probably be in the middle of the lot so I can be a little bit closer, you know what I'm saying, run the extension cord and bring the big boys around. They already got the microphone, got the mixer, I got everything to set up and do it. Just got to pump it up and do it. You know what I'm saying? Bring the webcam out. We're going to be live. Be a something. I don't fucking tiny chat. Don't be working and shit. I'm doing something else.
So you guys all have the barbecue outside?
Yeah, we barbecue. Well, I don't know, somebody might come over.
You're making me jealous.
Might come over. Oh, you'll see it if somebody pop up with the grill, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's gonna be on the popping. You might have to get on a plane and get on over here and celebrate the day, goddamn it. Fuck it. Decoration day.
Well, maybe next year, I'll remember that one.
I'll try to tell you, man, come on and get un-Americanized, goddammit. That's what we doing. We un-Americanizing motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You into that American way. We ain't into the American way of living. We into the...
Timmy!
You know what I'm saying? That way of living. Yeah, we love that living.
Timmy!
Out there. Timmy's just out there. You know what I'm saying? Check this out, people. You already know we is officially 46 minutes past the goddamn hour. You know what I'm saying? So, let's go. I'd like to thank you, all my white folks, you know what I'm saying, that's listening to the show, man, that you know what I'm saying, listening with an open ear. A lot of people might listen to my show and think that I'm promoting racism or I'm promoting some kind of, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, some kind of other intention besides education. But if you don't know where you come from, you'll never know where you're going. You know what I'm saying? And that's for everybody around the board. So I mean, if you never knew that you was from you know, you didn't know that you was descendants from a former slave, then how you know that you're not going back into slavery? You know what I'm saying? If you never knew about slavery, how you know that you're in slavery? You know? That's what this show is all about. Oh. But right now, man, we is in tune to the Nutty News of the Day. You know what I'm saying? We about to get into it. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-wall news. That, I ain't going to say you're only going to hear first, but you damn sure going to hear it right now. And big ups to Goofy Bone, homeboy Goofy Bone out there, who says he's supposed to be doing a show today, people. So, you know, we'll be waiting for it. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. We will see. All right, let's get a little music pumped up here. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna get into this thing. I guess old window man will do it. Shouts out to Miss John New somewhere out there doing her thing. Miss Mouth, go to the Miss Mouth Times. You know what I'm saying? And sign up for the new e-letter. So you can be up to date with all the latest industry gossip. You know what I'm saying? If you want the indie gossip, well, I don't even give you no gossip. I give you the truth. Truth will set your ass free. You know what I'm saying? All right, check this out, y'all. We in Anchorage. And I used to give updates, you know what I'm saying, from Anchorage, Alaska, because it's a lot of crazy going on, you know what I'm saying, out there in cold country, you know, that we don't be hearing about. But, yeah, Palin's a little hometown there, yeah. Nutball City. Has a lot of things going on, man, that you know, we got to stay up on. Like this. Backpacker shoots and kills grizzly in Alaska park. What the f*** are you doing in the park? Right. A backpacker shot and killed a grizzly bear with his handgun in Alaska's Denali National Park. Officials said a man and a woman reported that they were hiking when the bear emerged from trailside brush and charged the woman. Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister, man, y'all got life fucked up. Well, hey, you stupid motherfuckers won't be out there trying to goddamn play Mr. Wilderness anyways, so be it. Shit. I ain't with that hiking shit. The one thing I don't do, people, in the military, yeah, I had to sleep in the woods and all that shit. But you best believe if I would have ran into any kind of wildlife, I wouldn't have been sleeping in the woods much longer. Yeah. Okay. Ryle Hunter won't be a stepmom. Okay. Elizabeth Edwards is said to be determined not to let her husband's mistress become her children's stepmom. What kind of fag shit is that? Insiders tell us that John Edwards's estranged wife is investigating how she should lose her battle with cancer. She can keep her daughter, Emma, 12, and son, Jack, 10, away from Ryle Hunter, the woman who broke up her marriage. She doesn't want Ryle anywhere near them. There's a sort. Okay, well, bitch, your ass finna die. I don't know what the hell you talking about. You should be more concerned with, you know what I'm saying, their welfare than your punk ass about to motherfucking pass on and worry about what another bitch gonna do with them. You know, you washed up, baby. Your ass about to get on about the dough. You should be worrying about your health. And then not the well-being, man. All right. We're in Chicago, where the first family enjoys sleepover in Chicago home. Right. How in the hell? Okay. President Barack Obama brought his family home to Chicago for a long Memorial Day holiday weekend. Right. It was the first family's first sleepover at their red brick home in more than a year. Some veterans groups have criticized Obama, who has sent tens of thousands of troops into a ramped-up war in Afghanistan, for skipping the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Why are you motherfuckers keep understanding this dude is not patriotic? He don't give two shits really about the United States. He's working for the United States of America. If you can't understand that, then your ass is going to keep getting mad and shit, talking about the president this. Okay? Just like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger is the goddamn governor of California for whatever the fuck strange reason. Nobody gives a shit about his nationality and the fact of him being the goddamn governor or soon to be could run for president in one of these years coming up. And would he get some votes? Hell yeah, he'll get some fucking votes. Would anybody give a damn that he worked for Hitler back in the day? Hell nah, nobody wouldn't give a damn. So, who gives two shits of a nanny? You know what I'm saying? That's one of the old school sayings, you know. Yeah. Hola, mi amigo, to Jamie. Well, I don't know why the hell I said that. Like, he's Spanish and shit, but yeah. Hola, mi amigo, to you. Gotta say that after the fact. Wait, that ain't Jamie, goddammit. That's Jamie.
That's
not bad. Yeah, yeah. Have a can. Have a can of what? Jamie, have a can of whoop-ass. That's what, yeah, you better watch out. Jamie, have a can of whoop-ass for you. Huck with him. Yeah. All right, man, let's go into the UK, man. Fucking nuttiest places on the damn planet. Where the queen. Yeah, you haven't heard from her in a while. I wonder why. Probably because she's demanding a pay raise. Yeah. The queen is demanding her first pay rise in 20 years to plug a looming £6 million deficit in the royal house's the royal household's finances. House officials have warned the Treasury, they need a dramatic rise in the £7.9 million annual civil list to maintain spending on state duties. The request is politically explosive at a time when the new coalition is imposing draconian £6 billion public sector cuts to bring down Britain's record deficit. That's probably why they're poisoning our water.
Right. And now I understand. The queen needs money. Let's pour the U.S.'s water. Hey, make our money on the side. Still got that Swiss bank account open? Oh, did I say that? Let's keep it moving. All right, we're in Seattle. Oh, man. Okay, guys. Hold yourself. Ready? Okay, I warned you. Man accidentally shoots himself in the testicles.
How did that happen?
Probably got fired on his day off. Police say a man accidentally shot himself in the testicles at Linwood Department Store. Right.
That's
police spokeswoman Shannon Sessions says the man was carrying his handgun in his waistband and it accidentally went off. She says he was wounded in the testicles and also in his leg and foot.
Whoa. Why doesn't he have a safety pin on it? Does he think he has to shoot that thing any moment now? Walking around with it?
In the grocery store, what the?
Yeah, in the grocery store.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
A day off?
Me.
I don't know. I think if you open the manual of a gun, the first thing it says, always keep the safety pin on.
Well, why are you walking around like you were
a cowboy?
Yeah. I know there's a lot of things that you need. Well, who does old school shit like that?
I don't know. I don't care for guns or weapons in any way, so I wouldn't walk around with that thing.
Don't it feel good to be alive?
That someone has it at home to protect his home, that's all right. But come on, don't.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, but just in a department store, and you got it tucked in your waist, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody gonna see that and shit. Like, what?
He wants to be the all tough guy, I think.
All right, let's see. We're over here in New Zealand, where police find 14 sheep crammed into car. Okay. 14 sheep were found bound and crammed into a car stopped by police in the Hastings suburb of Flaxmere. Police described the treatment of the sheep as disgusting and an unnecessary act of cruelty. Two men, 23 and 16, were arrested. The sheep were all stolen from local farms and were very distressed. Animal control attended and removed the sheep, two of which have died as a result of the treatment. You guys be going up for murder. Oh, man. They fucking Mary had a little sheep. Mary goddamn killed the sheep. Look at it. Well, we couldn't sleep, man, so we just went and got 14 of them so we could jump over them, you know, and we can go to sleep. No, motherfucker. Sheep jump over you in your sleep, motherfucker, to put you to sleep. You don't capture them and then jump over them. No.
Well, it's lucky they only can count to 13, so they only have to take one more sheep, else they would have to bring thousands of sheep before they could fall asleep.
Man. Yeah, I give you guys one. Yeah. Which one they deserve? Yeah.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Nice.
Jesus. People.
What to do, this cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
We lit? They are actually out camping at the moment. Yes, my two homegirls are out in the wilderness, roughing it at the moment. And I thought about joining them, but they didn't have enough weed. All right, then. Just going over here to Illinois.
God damn.
Had plenty of beer. I was like, shit, yeah, hell not. The hell I look like fucking getting drunk and passing out around in one of y'all motherfuckers. Wake up with a damn drumstick in my ass and stuff. Hell no. I mean, you can't never fall asleep around musicians, people. Don't never fall asleep around musicians. All right, let's go around here to Illinois, where the Senate GOP candidate lied about military award. Right. Little faggot on you, like you've been in the military, period. Listen, people, National Guard is not the military, all right? Just because you go sign up and be a fucking weekend warrior and shit and put on camouflage for 2 days on the weekend out of the goddamn year, that don't make you no motherfucking soldier. All right.
No, it's Smiley.
What the hell's cutting here?
Nah, that's just some people doing an excellent job in my complex, cleaning the grass and shit. Nah, that go. That's why this bitch be so clean all the time. They be going in the morning. I'm on a patio and shit.
All right.
I'm out here grilling. I told you I'm out here grilling going in.
This is what makes the show so live, people. This is what makes
live,
it so live. We're live from the back porch of Ashwood.
Shout out to the patio.
Man. For years, Kirk and his staff have said he was Officer of the Year. Now, the Republican, who was in a tough race for President Barack Obama's old Senate seat, acknowledges that isn't true, and says his official biography incorrectly described an award won by his unit, not Kirk personally. Kirk's Democratic opponent called it proof that Kirk is a typical Washington politician who can't be trusted. I mean, look at the definition of what a politic is. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of fucking bugs trying to run the goddamn country. Politics, people. Break it down. All right. Washington, D.C. Yeah, the District of Columbia that's not owned by the United States. Oh, did I say that? Government scientist says, unable to stop BP oil spill. Yeah, imagine that. When y'all capped the shit 25 years ago at a depth that was twice what the fuck y'all already operating at right now. But you all can't cap this one. Right. And what is measuring to be the biggest environmental disaster in U.S. history, the government is nearly helpless to stop the oil flowing from the Deepwater Horizon well that exploded in the Gulf of Mexico on April 20th. The White House said it expects the spill to grow by 20% after BP gets started with its latest effort to contain the spill. How in the hell, if you got an effort to contain it, it's going to grow by 20%?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, people, you better go ahead and enjoy your beach now and find your motherfucking country of choice to fly over and goddamn make a new home, because yeah, and this is what my homeboy pointed out to me. This scary, scary true fact. Very scary, very true fact. Very scary, very true fact. Oil and water does not mix correct, right or wrong. Anybody in the world who has any kind of common sense of some kind of chemistry should know that oil and water do not mix. You should also know that the oil that is spilling from out of the water is called crude oil, highly flammable natural oil. Okay, so what would happen if the oil that's out in the motherfucking water right now, somebody just happens to get a little pissed off, too pissed off, and throw a nice little heating source to it? What would you have? Anybody want to answer?
I know you mix that oil with water. Mm.
You're going to have a floating fireball.
Mm.
Right or wrong? Anybody want to...
Yeah, I guess oil floats on the water, so if you light it on fire, you got fire on top of water.
Okay, now, if that oil is along the beach and it is covering over 100 miles of beach, what have you just done?
Created a mess.
You have just surrounded a certain number of people by fire. Therefore, that's the only reason why they will have to clear out the coastline. They will be
able
to clear out the coastline.
Are they able to set it on fire?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
have you
ever tried to set fire on gasoline? It's not as easy as it looks.
It's not an easy task, yeah. Well, I mean, hell, have you ever tried to dig into the goddamn ocean to dig some motherfucking oil out that son of a bitch? It wasn't an easy task, but these son of bitches pulled it off.
Yeah, it is.
So just as diabolical as them letting this goddamn spill keep going on, you know what I'm saying? What is your other intention?
Well, the intentions when they dug the hole was making money, and now it's not necessary because solving the issue doesn't make them any money.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Hey, real quick, let me take a quick interjection. If anybody like any of the music that I'm playing on the show, I can send you the songs and the artists and the songs as well as contact info. Just hit me up, wdgeradio@gmail.com. And then I'll send it back to you. You know what I'm saying? Send me a reply if I don't already have you locked in. And then I'll send you any song that you would like, along with their website info, so you can, you know, do your own little. So that Shelly K, my special friend song, is Shelly K. You can actually Google Shelly K, and it'll bring all her websites up on Steve Baby and a whole bunch of other different places. Out there, but I'll send you the music. You know what I'm saying? I'll send you the special friends. All right. That's a scary fact, though, people, and be prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? We got a hot summer coming up, a very, very hot summer coming up, and during summertime, it brings out the most ignorant thinking in people. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. Just be prepared for the worst and hope for the best. Yeah. California. Let's go over here to nutty Starland. Fucking nutballs. Fucking nutballs live in California, man. Right in Holly Weird. Yes, Holly Weird. Jack Nicholson asked Jessica Simpson on a date. Right. 100-year-old Jack Nicholson. My bad.
That's gross, man.
Hell no.
Honey, but that son of a bitch look 100. That, you crazy bucket list looking motherfucker. Jack Nicholson is reportedly.
I said I know he be having some good ass seats at the game.
Oh, yeah, he got the best seat. That motherfucker was sitting on the court. Like, nah, run around me, motherfucker. Damn, Jack, get out the way. All right, Jack Nicholson has reportedly asked Jessica Simpson out on a date. The veteran actor allegedly invited the 29-year-old singer to join him for dinner at his home, according to Simpson, who declined his offer. Yeah. Simpson told The Sun, I have no idea how Jack got my number as we've never met. He asked if I wanted to go to his Beverly Hills house for dinner. I'll buy that and a Viagra shake. Yeah, girl, you're going to come over for dinner and a Viagra shake? A health shake.
Full of protein.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, guy, this is a real protein shake. Oh, man. All right. Let's keep it moving. Wisconsin.
home of the best cheese. So I've heard. Laugh yoga. Ha. Oh, yeah. We do that here on Blog Talk Radio. This is nothing new, people. This is not a new creation. Laughing yoga can be performed alongside live with Miss Laugh-A-Lot from Canada. She is a laughing yoga guru. I believe that's what the hell she calls herself. Somebody trained in that shit. You know what I'm saying? She's one of them people. So, Mike Quaney has suffered from depression for 10 years, but he still laughs nearly nonstop for 45 minutes every Sunday. Ah! Laughs the 38-year-old carpenter. I don't know if he laughs like that, but if he did, that'll make me laugh. One of four leaders of the Madison Laughter Club, which meets for laughter yoga every Sunday at the Center for Conscious Living. Laughter helps us get through life's challenges, said Quaney, wearing a jester hat and a laughter yoga jersey. And it has lots of great benefits, which it does, people. Laughter opens up what we have inside our body, endorphins. You know what I'm saying? Which is very, very helpful. So when you laugh, it opens that up, lets your endorphins come out. It increases your blood flow. You know what I'm saying? It has a lot of benefits, you know what I'm saying? Just natural laughter, you know what I'm saying? It's good exercise for your face, especially if you're an ugly motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You need all the laughter you can keep, you know what I'm saying?
What do you got to do if you want to laugh?
Oh, keep laughing, you know what I'm saying?
No, listen to Soft Tip. Smelly prize every day.
Oh, well, that also can help, you know what I'm saying? But you might want to tune into the Nutty News, because talking about Nat Turner, that ain't really funny, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you have funny segments every day, so you can laugh every day.
Yeah, you know that, man. You got to have a balance, you know, it's a balance of life. You got to have a little bit of truth, you know what I'm saying, with a whole bunch of nuttiness, you know what I'm saying, in order to live in the world. Because, you know, it's where we live in, at the world.
That's why we're here.
That's where we're here. We're in the U.S. of A-holes. Yeah. Where the White House has a sing-along. Right. That's it. Why do we have a White House? Somebody tell me why we have a White House.
The Black House.
Why do we have a house in the District of Columbia? Why wouldn't you move the house to Washington, to the state of Washington itself?
Why?
Because we don't own it. We don't own the Capitol. We don't own, the United States doesn't own the Capitol. We just rent it. Just like we're renting a damn space station from the Russians. Actually, all the United States is renting. People, y'all don't own nothing. They kind of trying to tell you that. You know what I'm saying? When you got a house, and then you thought you done bought a house, but you still got a $500 mortgage. That's called rent, people. You know what I'm saying? So they want to tell you that you own it, but then you don't really own it. Your car, you know what I'm saying? As long as you keep up the insurance on it, yeah, you own it. But let that insurance drop, you know what I'm saying? Don't renew your registration and try driving around and see how much you own it then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patty's Towing Mosto will be the new owner of that vehicle until somebody else comes and purchases it. So,
Smelly, can I break real quick?
What's up?
Because you got somebody dying to ask you a question in the chat room, but it's been a while and you haven't seen it yet. Yeah, how's it spelled?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's Shelly's with a Chelly. Shelly K. Hold on, I'm gonna drop you a link in just a second.
Alrighty, thank you.
Hey, everybody, y'all give me. All right, people, let me find out Shelly Kay's. Shelly Kay's info, The Dark Side of Music. She got two different websites. She has a romantic side and she has a dark side, both of which have different music.
You can also check out Shelly K on our stage. She's been on, damn, it has her listed. Yeah, on radio podcast. Where's have me listed? What kind of shit is that? I had the best show ever, damn it. Anyway, sorry, people.
That doesn't mean anything.
What do you want? The MySpace or something? What y'all want?
Yeah, what's the MySpace?
All right, hold on. This is our stage. Let me see what they have on here for our stage. Favorite tracks. Yeah, now you can go here to our stage and actually hear some of her music. Okay, that's one link. Actually, I didn't want to know about the White House because that's a very depressing subject. Shit. Try to stay happy on Decoration Day, you know what I'm saying? How you think about the damn White House, you wonder why it's a headache, just automatically appears, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, why?
Hey, if they gave me the opportunity to hold a party inside the White House, I would tear the place down.
Oh, yeah, now, all right, that'd be smoked up. That real presidential, you know what I'm saying? I hit that old White House stash that they got underneath the White House. You know what I'm saying? That grow room that they got going on, growing all the best perp and all that kind of good stuff. You know, that's what the president's smoking on. He don't smoke on that stuff y'all be smoking on. They got a grow room underneath the White House.
And
you know what
if
saying?
I was
actually growing.
If I was down in there, the place would smell like weed for the next 100 years.
Like, well, I heard you guys got a greenhouse. Well, yeah, you know, you got to follow me this way. We got to go down about 200 feet underneath the earth, where we have tapped into the best soil, and we have the best grow room in the world. Yes, we have the best room in the world, right here. At least I would if I was president. But that'll probably never happen again. Hey, now I'm a huge Paul McCartney fan and Beatles fan. Yeah, right. But when I saw that president will be hosting a concert honoring Sir Paul next week, my first reaction wasn't, I hope they play Hey Jude. Given the White House's decidedly tame response to the BP disaster, perfectly summed up by James Carville as hands offy, it was, are you kidding me? This is not the time for a White House sing-along. I'll pretty much agree, you know what I'm saying? You know, but like I say, people, the president is only holding a job. All right? He is working. He's doing exactly what they're paying him to do. Fly around, look cool, and stay out of our way. This is what your government wants them to do. The president does not run the country. Your government does. Okay, so when the Senate and the Congress and your House of Representatives go on vacation, then you should start panicking. Yeah. Obama flying around and coming and being in your backyard for the barbecue, you should just say, hey, man, that's cool. Thank you. Thank you, bro, for showing up. You know what I'm saying? How's the daughters? In Chicago, Bo Obama goes on vacation on Air Force One. Who the is Bo? Barack Obama's black Portuguese water dog. What the is a water dog? Dogs don't even like water, so what is a water dog? Alrighty then. Bo made his first trip to Chicago on Air Force One, making a special appearance in the president's press cabin. Bo appeared alongside his master in the press cabin during the flight, causing the stunned members of the media to begin cooing. Cooing? What the f*** is cooing? At the sight of the canine. What the f*** is cooing? Oh, people have some of the dumbest words that come up. Cooing? All right. But this is my thing now. What... In all the years, what presidents have had pets? Anybody, anybody. Name, what did Bush have? What kind of pet did Bush have?
A pig?
No, I didn't want to talk about his wife. Oh!
Oh!
All right, I need my little double draws. Oh man, I just don't really understand that, man. You know, with all the pet Bush, Clinton, none of these people had animals, and if they did, none of the animals were part of any kind of spotlight. Period. You can pay me a gazillion dollars, and I cannot tell you what's the name of the Bush's pet. Oh, I can't tell you what the name of Clinton's pet besides Hillary. Oh, the Barracuda cat. Yeah. Other than that, I can't help you. It's weird,
Barracuda?
Man.
I thought it was a cow.
Hey, you know.
I've seen him move almost on a stage. That didn't go too well.
Oh, like babies do cooing. What the f*** is cooing? Coochie cooing. Coochie coochie coo. You don't do that to a dog.
You don't do that to a baby either. He might not be able to talk, but it's not retarded.
Riverside. Let's go to Riverside, California, where cars have had their windows shot out. Yeah. A sniper. Dun, dun, dun. The California Riverside sniper. Oh, sorry, people. You'll probably see that in the headlines, though. A sniper with a pellet or BB gun continues to shoot out car windows in the Inland Empire as CHP investigators step up their efforts to capture the suspect. CHP officers received reports from more than a dozen motorists who said their rear windows were shot out. CHP officials say reports are still coming in, and in the past several weeks, at least 45 vehicles have been damaged. Sounds like somebody's out on a spring break. Yeah, with nothing to do at all. Where are your kids at, people? Where are your kids? You need to patrol your kids because they're out shooting. Shooting cars. Well, I'm sorry.
Now you presume the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Every kid is out shooting cars? Come on.
Yeah. It's an epidemic. Oh, my God. All the kids. What are they doing? Come to find out, it'll be a goddamn 50-year-old man and shit. You know what I'm saying? Off his medication. And I'm blaming on the fucking kids and shit. Giving them a bad name. Some of them. All right, we're over here in Wasilla. That's in Alaska, people. I know you're like, what is that at? Sarah Palin, yeah, good old MILF, not, is stalking her neighbor. Yeah, Sarah Palin's new Wasilla next door neighbor, Joe McGinnis, is firing back at the ex-governor and media outlets for suggesting he's a stalker. McGinnis also said he had received thousands of angry emails and a few death threats. After Palin took to her Facebook page to post a picture of his rented pad along with a message questioning the author's intentions. According to McGinnis, who has a new book titled Sarah Palin's Year of Living Dangerously in the Works, it's the famous Alaska family that's guilty of stalking him. Somebody put your hand in the air if you were surprised.
Isn't this the same woman that didn't know that Africa was a continent?
Oh, my man, listen. This is the same woman that built the bridge to nowhere. Shit, that bitch built the fucking bridge.
Yes,
come on,
right,
man. Okay. Washington, D.C. Oil blowout is environmentalist's fault. Right. And it wouldn't be because British Petroleum.
already playing to this shit, right? Come on, people. Here's my question. Why are we drilling, period? Oh, that wasn't a question. Why are we drilling in 5,000 feet of water in the first place? Many reasons, but this one goes unmentioned. Environmental chic has driven us out there. As production from the shallower Gulf of Mexico wells declines, we go deep. 1,000 feet and more, and ultra deep, 5,000 feet and more. In part because environmentalists have succeeded in rendering the Pacific and nearly all of the Atlantic coast off limits to oil production. Probably because back in June 3rd, 1979, you motherfuckers dug twice as deep and showed how fucked up that situation was.
Right. Well, shall I tell you why they're out there?
To make money.
Yeah, exactly. They make a quick calculation which well could get us the most money, and that's the well they are going for. And they calculate the cost, what it's going to cost to get an oil rig there and drill the hole they need and all that stuff. And when that brings more profit than doing it somewhere else, they are going there.
Well, right now, though, they letting their buddies, you know what I'm saying, come in and get some free oil on the side, though. That's what's happening right now. That's why you got all these so-called fishers that have come in to help clean up some of the oil. But how the hell are y'all siphoning the oil? So if you all are siphoning the oil, you know what I'm saying, why the hell they just don't have a bunch of ships that surround the oil spill and continue to siphon the oil? So it won't spread anywhere. Why you just don't put 100 ships on one side and 100 ships on the other side? Now everybody get these motherfucking siphon pumps and get the siphon in this shit. Okay, and then once one ship gets full, okay, shoot his ass on off. Now you got a ship full of oil. Okay, back another one in. Now let's keep this damn plan moving. You got 100 ships doing that. And it's a natural resource, and it ain't nobody down there paying for the oil because there's no oil pump, oil rig that's pumping the oil. It's just free-flowing, huh?
I'll tell you this. We have a Dutch company that specializes in oil disaster cleaning and all that stuff. They said about a month ago they could clean it up easily within 2 days, but according to BP, it was too expensive, and they had cheaper ways of getting the job done. It takes them a month longer, even more, but yeah, it's cheaper.
Wow. What's it about?
And if you look at the list of the jobs that the Dutch company has done in the past, they know their stuff. So I wonder
why. They know what the fuck they're doing, man. They know that shit. They know what they're doing. 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 Anybody else don't tell me anything else, they know what they're doing. If I can sit up here and type in oil spill, And that's type in just everybody just type in oil spill and see what the fuck pops up. When you type in Yahoo, Google, or anywhere, it's gonna pull up Ixtox 1. If you are a curious person and really want to know something other than what the damn media is pissing in your ear, then you would click on a couple of the links. One of the links would take you to Ixtox 1. So therefore, if all of these big college analysts, whoever the fuck out there hasn't found this same goddamn information that I have found, then something is fucking wrong. Two more and we out of here, people. Two more and we out of here. All right, let's take it over to Andover, where your money, yeah, your money, $92 million of it, is for IRS luxury. Duh, I mean, they're the IRS. Why wouldn't they want to be in luxury? You know what I'm saying? We're just the poor people. I mean, we don't need to be in luxury. You know what I'm saying? Do you need $92 million, anybody? I don't. I mean, what the fuck am I to do with that?
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, right.
A few would be nice.
The $92 million renovations at the IRS compound in Andover will include a reflecting pool, an art gallery, indoor gardens, a 7,000 square foot cafeteria, and an amphitheater. Yeah.
What?
But it remains unclear what new permanent jobs, if any, will come to the center. Yeah. The Herald reported last month that the IRS received $80.5 million in stimulus funds from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act for green upgrades to the 400,000 square foot complex. What in the hell is the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act? I mean, that's going to be for a whole nother damn show, man. And this is what I'm saying, dog. Excuse me, people. This is what I'm saying. An act. What is an act? When you put an act on, what is that? You're putting a show on. Okay, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act? Are you kidding me? You serious? When none of the American people received any of that $8.5 million in stimulus funds that was supposed to be, or the billions that was supposed to be generated to increase jobs and everything else. What the f*** is that at? But y'all got $80.5 million to put into an empty building when so called we at the highest unemployment rate, when I could walk downtown and see half of all the buildings, you know what I'm saying, empty. All right. Last but not least, man, in the nutty UK. Back to being a garbage man after blowing lottery. This is for all you people out there, man.
I heard that.
He became the self-proclaimed king of the jobs after turning up to collect his $9.7 million, £7 million lottery win. But 8 years on, having blown all that money, Michael Carroll is practicing for a return to his old job as a bin man. No, a garbage man, people. No professional terms used here. The 26-year-old, who squandered his multi-million fortune on drugs, gambling, and thousands of prostitutes, is keen to get back to earning £200 a week collecting rubbish. And like I say, people, you can give a person a millionaire, but you cannot, you know, give them $1 million, but you cannot make them a millionaire.
Too bad we're out of awards.
You know what I'm saying? But damn, brother, you
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
And that was just for all my people out there who was pissed off that, yeah, hey man, I could have used some of that money. You could have donated some of that to a worthy charity. Motherfucker, I did. The charity of sex, drugs, and prostitutes. man. All right, listen, my brothers, man. I'd like to, you know, say thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Once again, this is, you know, Happy Decorations Day, man. Not Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing happy about a memorial. You know what I'm saying? You never went to a memorial and seen smiling faces. You know what I'm saying? So let's go back to the old, you know, the Decorations Day. Go out and you know, visit the graves or you know what I'm saying, put somebody in your memory and, you know, go buy a ribbon in the name of them, you know what I'm saying, and the thought of that person. Just go and buy a fucking ribbon and wear the ribbon all day, you know what I'm saying? That's your Happy Decorations Day. You feel me? You know, do something else, man, besides just going and getting a bunch of beer and getting fucked up, eating barbecue and shitting all over yourself, you know what I'm saying? And then pouring out some liquor to your dead homeboy and homegirls and shit by pissing all over the ground. You know what I'm saying? Because you're fucked up. Yeah. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. So I'm going to get up out of here. I got to go pick up Meech, dog. And, you know, we're going to be hanging out on the block. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all get through barbecuing, you know what I'm saying, come on, swing through, man. Go ahead and open mic. And everything set up, you know what I'm saying, swinging. And that's what we're doing. So, happy Decorations Day to everybody from Florida to the Netherlands to every goddamn well, you know what I'm saying? Big ups, Heavenly Angel, Cyanide, Jamie, have a can of whoop-ass if y'all don't get us right on this show. And, you know, of course, Mr. Ashwood, you know what I'm saying? Check him out, www.ashwood, A-S-H-W-0-0-D. www.thefreshmanshow.com because we got it going. Ow!
Have a great day, everybody.
That's real.
All right.